Tower of London. For 1,000 years, it's been an impenetrable fortress, a royal palace and an infamous prison. There's more history here than anywhere else in Britain.
William the Conqueror.
And Boleyn.
Guy Fawkes.
Silliest question I've ever had. Why did they build it so close to the underground?
Now, with unprecedented access, we're going behind closed doors to meet the team keeping this ancient institution up and running in the modern age.
What have you done with your water bowl?
In this episode...
Hello, Peter.
We meet the senior yeoman warders.
The X.
We reveal the excavation work on the most ancient part of the tower.
It doesn't get any older than that here at the Tower of London.
The Queen's birthday goes with a bang. And we unravel gruesome evidence of the tower's bloody past.
Oh, goodness. That is staring history in the face.
This is the Tower of London, as you've never seen it before. It's 8 a.m. and the tower has been in lockdown for the last 10 hours. Overnight, no one has been able to enter from the outside, and none of the 150 people who live on the inside have been allowed to leave. But now, in a small turret, by the main gates, preparations are being made for the day ahead.
Morning, everybody.
Morning, Bobby.
Morning, Bob.
We've got 2 gigs tonight. Royal Salute.
All right. Okay.
And they're doing Ceremony of the Keys tonight as well.
With up to 15,000 tourists flooding into the tower every day, operations have to be run with military precision. The tower's resident frontline security are the Yeoman Warders, known to the public as Beefeaters. They're all ex-forces men and women who live inside the tower, and at their head, the Chief, Chris Morton.